What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Fantasy Football Show. I am your host, Matt Ramage, and I'm here with Dakota. And soon, Rev Trev will be joining. Let me get his music off here. And how's everybody doing tonight? My voice still isn't fully back from the game. That was a wild one. It was a wild game. The whole game was crazy. At 8:30 in the morning, I was over there at Bart Starr tailgate, and that was wild. And then, like, every step of the day got even more wild. We got Rev Trev joining us. What is up? How are we doing? Anyways, before we get into this thing, though, I want to give a shout out to Quick Trip sponsor and everything I do. And if you're not into Packers points, you should be. They go on the Quick Rewards app, check your Packers points. Every dollar you spend, you get a Packers point. Could enter for sweepstakes, all types of stuff. Even tailgate with Charlie Barons. You know what I mean? A lot of cool stuff. So check it out. And let's welcome in. We got Dakota, like I mentioned. What's up, Dakota? How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Good evening.
And Rev Trev has stepped away. Oh, he's back here.
There he is.
What's up? How are we doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Sorry I'm late. I'm just I'm excited to be here. Let's go. Another big win by Green Bay. And we're talking fantasy football. What else do you want to talk about? That's the best thing ever, right? Especially when
I think we can take a few minutes to talk about the Packer game real quick. What did you think about this game?
It was awful for the first three quarters, and then it was epic. That is my analysis. But I was worried about fantasy-wise with Jordan Love, with Dobbs that I started in a whole bunch of leagues. And all of a sudden, it turned out to be absolutely beautiful. It was amazing. So, loved how, even though Jordan Love struggled with some of his accuracy, that he pulled off those huge runs and scored the rushing touchdown. I thought that was really epic. It was neat to see him do that. Also, that he didn't give up on the wide receivers that had struggled. So I thought that was really, really cool that he did that. For example, Reed, he threw that big play where he jumped out and stretched out and caught that ball. It's like amazing because he didn't write him off like Rodgers would do, right? If a guy dropped a couple of balls, he'd be like, you're dead to me, right? And he went right back to him, even though there's another guy who was available and was open. He went to Reed. It was like, that's the one he wanted to go to. And it was awesome. So I don't know. You were there, Matt. So you tell us. But
yeah.
Well, being there was crazy. But I want to talk about one thing real quick. While I was at this post game tailgate, you know, at Liberty City tailgate, which is a great tailgate. Everyone should check it out. So I'm there and I'm standing next to a guy. Looks like Guy Fieri, right? But I said to him, I said, you look like that guy who's on TV, does that cooking, the food stuff. And he's like, yeah, I get that a lot. And then I just like went out with my life and like, I was like, and then I get on Instagram the next day and everyone who I was with and they were tagging, it was Guy Fieri. Then I felt like such a piece of crap. I was like,
it would have been funnier if you were like, you look like that guy from like Smash Mouth.
Yeah, I had it right. I think it's awesome that he's just there just chilling at tailgate. So shout to, you know, Guy Fieri. I wish I would have known. I'm not that smart. But anyways, Dakota, what did you think of that game?
I thought that it looked really sloppy for most of it. I loved the confidence, like Rev Trev was saying. Love going back to Reed. I mean, I definitely was starting to lose faith in Reed. Not long term, but for this game, I was like, this guy might beat us in his head. And I was like, maybe we need to go to Torre or something. But then he made an amazing catch. And honestly, I mean, that's a gutsy the not just Love making that throw, but Reed, you know, being able to focus and forget about everything that had just happened, like the three or four drops, and come back and make that catch. That was amazing. And it's an incredible comeback. I honestly, I feel like we got gypped. We were rolling so much that half of me wishes that they made that field goal just so we could come down there and steal their hearts one more time.
Yeah, and One thing that you both mentioned, like Love not giving up on guys, I think that's like the key thing, not just Jordan Love, but like the whole team. Like Preston Smith made a comment about, you know, playing four quarters, obviously in Atlanta, that situation. But they wanted to, they didn't quit. They kept her going. That fourth quarter was wild. I rewatched it today because I was at the game. And that fourth quarter was just crazy. Like being there, it was just crazy. Like it was straight up chaos. Lots of drinking. But it was one of the most fun games I've had. I met some awesome people, even some people I didn't know who they were.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's talk some fantasy football. All right. That's what we're here to do. We're here to talk some fantasy football. So I'm going to let you start, Mr. Rev Trev, because you seem – I'm not that Dakota doesn't know what he's talking about.
No, I think one of the – some takeaways from this weekend is that, like, we're starting to see now where people are landing and how teams are using players. So now we're seeing trends and not just one-offs, not just because it was the right thing to do, you know, the scheme that we're talking about. So I think now we're starting to see players like Puka, for example, is a good example. Like they are targeting him. He is the guy they're looking to. And we're going to talk about a couple of those other guys. But I think right now, CJ Stroud is legit. And he's someone that should be on everyone's roster. And he's only on 11% of rosters right now. So if you're looking for a quarterback, that's a guy you need to pick up. Now, as Packer fans, we know that Jordan Love, fantasy-wise, has been absolutely legit. And the idea that he's not rostered on in every league yet is, like, shocking. Because how many weeks in a row does he need to get 20 points before you roster him? So that's something. Now, I get that those guys are backup quarterbacks for most people, but if you have one of these garbage quarterbacks who have a big name and cannot produce, a.k.a. Trevor Lawrence, a.k.a. Justin Fields, and as a Packers fan, why do you have him on your team anyways? And then even Joe Burrow struggling with an injury, right? So, but, you know, like big questions are coming up now, like this one, who should I start, Jordan Love or Josh Allen this week? Because he's been torn playing, like both of them are solid, but you still have to lean Josh Allen, in my opinion, just because he's done it for years, right? And so I love Jordan Love, but fantasy-wise, I'm just shocked. I don't know about you guys, but I'm just shocked the numbers he's putting up every week. And so that's, you know, just talking about some quarterbacks there, I think that's something I've learned again this week is like, listen, like all these people who had these other quarterbacks, there's some studs sitting there. So
yeah, like you mentioned Jordan Love, like I have Jordan Love and I have Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson, but he's just there, he's just like hanging out in the corner, we don't let him in the quarterback room. But I've been starting Lamar Jackson, but Jordan Love and Lamar are like very close. Like I want to start Jordan Love, but I just haven't. But I think that if you don't have a quarterback, definitely Jordan Love, he's getting solid points. He's either just below Lamar or right with him. So
yeah, who did you start
this week? I started Lamar, and I think he got like 4 or 5 points more.
Yeah, so it was the right call. And what was great about that is that you didn't
still lost,
like,
though.
But what I'm saying is you made the correct call. But even if you didn't and you went homer on this week because you were going to be at the game, it still was like only a couple points and it didn't really matter. It's the rest of your team that either makes it or breaks it at that point. It's nice, but a lot of people don't have that luxury, Matt.
You
have this luxury of having two quarterbacks that you can feel confident in now. And I think that's awesome, but a lot of people don't, and that's why I'm giving these suggestions. So,
Dakota, you want to jump on this?
I agree with playing Josh Allen over Jordan Love this week. One, this is just – maybe it's just me, but I feel like the – stats back it up. If I'm in a toss up with guys and there's not a clear winner, if one of them's playing on Thursday night, I'm choosing the other guy. Thursday nights are such a weird night, it seems, for football. They don't get as much preparation. They don't get the practice in. I don't like playing guys on Thursday night if I don't have to. So I think that Josh Allen definitely should be played. I also think that with the points that Dolphins offense can put up, Josh Allen's going to have to do Josh Allen things. So even though that Dolphins defense is no joke, I think that he's going to get points.
All right. All right. So, all right. So let's take a look at my team. Right. This is what you want to do.
Yeah. Let's do it.
And I lost. It's frustrating.
Well, fantasy is frustrating sometimes.
Yeah,
right?
It is. I was pretty excited going into this week, and you know, I don't see like a player. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like a press conference. Well, it's a rough week. here it is. Here's what I'm working with. You know, I got Lamar Jackson. Like I say, I have Jordan Love. I made a trade. I traded away Kelce. Actually, I have a trade offer up right now. I didn't look at it yet. Just right before we started this thing. But yeah, I mean, my wide receiver said like Adam Thielen went off. I didn't play him. Obviously, I didn't expect that, but like, dude went off. Yeah. I didn't see that game, but his numbers were ridiculous. But to you, who do you think I should be going with this week?
This lineup is really good. I mean, the only guy I would consider replacing is getting if Aaron Jones plays Thursday. This is the part where Dakota's like, I don't like playing guys on Thursday. This is where it's like, you could play him because you know he's available, right? So I don't know. Has he been ruled out for sure?
No, I heard.
They're projecting he's going to play is what the rumor said today.
The only thing about that, though, is how much. I think he's going to be on a limited snap count. So I am a little concerned about that. You also have Pickens on your bench as well, if you want to throw that back up there, Matt. So Amari Cooper and Pickens are both studs as well. Dakota, do you think he should be playing either one of those guys over DeAndre Hopkins?
I mean, the way that Cincinnati defense looked against the Rams, I saw a comment about the Rams. They came after Stafford last night, and I don't think it was so much they were talking about, oh, well, you know, they're putting hands on Puka at the line of scrimmage. To me, the storyline was that Stafford didn't have time. And that Titans O-line has had some issues. Tannehill, I don't know. I worry about Hopkins if that Cincinnati defense can do the same thing. So I could see you starting Pickens over Hopkins there. Pickens is really good, and Deontay Johnson's out, right? So he's the number one guy there.
Yeah, that's who I had last week. I've been kind of like throwing those guys around. I've seen the first few weeks. Like you mentioned, you never like really know how guys are going to get used, like how it's going to go. But I feel like I have a pretty good team. I had to play some ballers, though. I played against some. Like, I got blown up this. I forget what it was, like a 105. I had over 100, and they had like 50, like 150. I don't really know what it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Like, everyone on their team was just like, let's have a career game.
Right. Yeah, I would do Amari Cooper there personally. I don't know this might be one of those ones that doesn't really matter. They're probably going to get similar stuff. But I really like Amari Cooper. He is consistently a top 15 wide receiver every year, it seems like now. And so he's kind of the forgotten guy. Nobody wants to talk about him because he's on Cleveland. I also think that's a really good start as well. But I think, Dakota, your call on the defense of Cincinnati, that's a smart move. So I'm with you. I wouldn't keep him in there.
Yeah. I think Amari killed it last week against Tennessee, right? And, he had like 25 points too. Or something in PPR. Or I don't remember.
I'll look it up right now while you're talking.
Yeah. And so I got no qualms with playing Amari. I think he's probably got – you know, the better floor than Pickens.
Yeah, I should have started him this last week for sure. I make bad decisions.
No, it's early. Some of these decisions are really hard to get right in the first couple of weeks. That's why
totally.
It's all worth paying attention. But no, I'm fine with Cooper over Pickens and Hopkins. But I think that's the part where you might want to fiddle with it, right? Jones playing. You could slot him in there. You could potentially put him over Swift, maybe, or I'm hesitant to say over Ramondre. I know Ramondre hasn't really done anything this year, but he's still getting all the touches. He's like top five in running back touches for the year. So
Yeah, I'm good with starting Aaron Jones. If they say he's going to play, and it's kind of been leaked out, I don't think how LaFleur probably wanted it, but I think it's kind of been leaked out that Watson might be playing and Aaron Jones. And I get Aaron Jones will be on a snap count, but I still think he's going to, if he gets in there, he's just going to roll. They're going to have a hard time taking him out. Cause I feel like when guys are out, even like Rashawn Gary after the game, how he got emotional with his injury and coming back, I feel like they know what it's like to be out when they're in, like they get excited. They want to take advantage. They just want to ball out. So I have faith that if Aaron Jones is good enough to play, that he's going to do something.
Yeah.
Because well, I like him.
Yeah, here's the thing about DeAndre Swift that I just think is, like, he is talented. And they're just worried about his injury history. And so, but when you watch him versus Gainwell, I don't think it's close. But this is the thing about the Eagles offense. Their O-line is creating holes that even I could run through, right? So when you're in that situation, it doesn't matter if your name's Gainwell or Swift. What bothers me is it's a shared backfield. And the reason why he went off 2 weeks ago, because Gainwell was there and everyone else on in the running back position is terrible. So that's the only one where I'm like, I love Swift, but I hate how they're using him.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's a tricky situation because, week two, Gainwell was out. Swift goes off. Last week, Swift still rushed for like 130, but Gainwell was the one getting the short yardage touches and the goal line touches. So it's a tricky situation there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why fantasy football gets hard. That's why I do this show. But so one of our viewers I know is a Cowboys fan. I want to say the Cowboys suck, Cody. All right, but I want to ask you guys who are some guys, because the Cowboys started off hot, right? I think I didn't even see what happened to the Cowboys, but I think they lost because I saw some memes. But who are some guys who are some guys on the Cowboys that are, you know, people want to get at it if they can?
Well, I just think when it comes to the Cowboys, it's really limited. So Dak is just not trustable at this moment. I think there's better quarterbacks available, and we've talked about some of them already, right? But at the end of the day, CeeDee Lamb is still a stud. He hasn't played great this year. He's had one good week, but I still think he's like his talent's going to prove out. And I think Pollard is really like, he's just a no-brainer start, and whether he does or doesn't, you just kind of got to roll with him. But that the backup is it Doyle? Vaughn. It's the other guy.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are picking him up this week if he's on your, if you have a spot, he might be a guy that you want to pick up in case Pollard goes down. The other little tidbit is Ferguson is a sleepy play at tight end, because it seems like Dak always kind of every once in a while hits one of those tight ends coming across the middle. They're not just little dink and dunk plays, but it's literally, you know, him coming across the middle, catching it, picking up a whole bunch of yards, and sometimes even scoring touchdowns. He likes throwing to tight ends for touchdowns. So, I think those, like, I like Dallas. I'm huge. If you play on a defense, I'm huge on Dallas. In fact, Dallas made me lose this week because they got one flipping fantasy point against the Cardinals, and I lost by like 2 points.
I got to go back and watch that game.
Oh my God.
I would like to make a point about their game as well. I don't put a lot of stock in this loss. I wouldn't freak out about the defense. I wouldn't freak out about CD looking uninterested and stuff. I feel like that team just, they expected to dominate, and they didn't come in with their heads on straight. I expect McCarthy and the crew to, you know, talk to them a little bit, and I think they're going to come out looking strong again in week four. So I wouldn't freak out about some of those performances, but yeah, the guys that you want, I have the same three guys. It's CD, Pollard, and Ferguson. Ferguson's sitting down there. I have him as a waiver wire target. I had him last week. I picked him up in a couple leagues. I even started him over Waller in one of my leagues, and everybody loves Waller, but Waller gave me like three, and Ferguson gave me like eight or nine, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Ferguson's.
Oh, Dakota, nice call. That was gutsy, man. You did it.
But yeah, I made some less great decisions too, but we don't have to talk about
those. No, we won't talk about those.
No, that,
here's the thing, those... though, Matt, that you'll want to know is everyone wants to talk about the Cowboys, but what we need to be talking about is the Cardinals. The Cardinals have a lot of value right now in fantasy. Nobody believed in them, and they're proving everyone wrong. So Hollywood Brown has value. Usually Zach Ertz has value. Connor has been a stud. He's a top five running back already this year. If you needed a quarterback, is it Dobbs? Is that his name? How you say it?
Yeah, Dobbs.
Dobbs has been really good this season. So like I was wrong about Connor. He's not a top five. He's a top 10 running back after 3 weeks. He's better than Bijan Robinson. He's better than DeAndre Swift. He's better than Travis Etienne. He's better than Joe Mixon, Stevenson. Like, this is where people have gone wrong. I was told nobody's picked the Cardinals. So that's one thing that you need to – them and probably Houston have a lot of fantasy value right now.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say a funny story about Dobbs, the Cardinals quarterback. I saw a video. He was in their pro shop trying to buy a jersey for like a fan or whatever.
I saw that.
And it's like an electronic thing. You like pick the player on the active roster, and he wasn't even an option. That's when I was loud. I was like, that's how bad of that organization is going right now. You're starting quarterback. You can't even get a jersey. Anyways.
Marquise Brown has 22 targets through three games, which is really good, right? I mean, it's not amazing, but he's not – usually this guy's 100% rostered, and he's rostered in like 80% of leagues right now. So you can even find him in some of your leagues. I actually picked him up in one of my leagues this past waiver wires in week three. Somebody dropped him. We did. It was just like we talked about where it was – somebody dropped in to pick up somebody else, like Ford or something, and they dropped Marquise Brown. I was like, I'll take Marquise Brown for free. And Kyler Murray had made a post or something, and it sounds like he's targeting to come back week five when he's available. So I think that's a good buy low guy, Marquise Brown. You can maybe trade for him. Or if he's just available, pick him up. But, you know, getting back, you know, the Oklahoma connection between Murray and Hollywood. And I think that'd be a great guy to target low.
All right. We got a question here. I'm going to throw up here. Start Jordan Addison or Christian Kirk? Addison was non-existent Sunday. What do you got?
I think this is a no brainer. It's Christian Kirk. I'd like Addison, but it seems like to me in Minnesota, it's Justin Jefferson and then Hockenson and then whoever else is open. So whether it's Osborne, whether it's Addison, I think Addison's too hit and miss at this stage to trust him. Christian Kirk has had a monster year last year, had over 200 fantasy points last year and had a slow start. And then he was much better week two and good week three. He wasn't great, but he was good enough. That I think that it's for me, this is an easy call. But what do you think, Dakota?
I think it matters a little bit if it's PPR or not. Right. I think Addison holds a little bit more value in PPR. He's been getting a lot of targets. He hasn't got a lot of yards. Kirk has more upside to me because, I mean, Kirk can get down the field. They put up similar stat lines, though, this week. I'm looking at it right now. Kirk had four catches for 51 yards, and Addison had like six catches for like 51 yards roughly, but Kirk had the touchdown. So that's a tough one. I like the matchup better for Jacksonville because I feel like they're going to throw more.
Totally.
You know, the Vikings have they got Carolina, who hasn't been much of a team. I think they're going to want to focus on, you know, possession and trying to get that win. So I think you're going to see a lot of Madison and Cam Akers. Jacksonville is going against Atlanta, and Atlanta had a pretty good run defense. So I think they're going to be throwing the ball. So I like Kirk this week too, but I do think it's a pretty close call.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So what do you think about Christian Watson? If he's good to go, Is he a guy to play like that someone that maybe even has been doing good for you?
I think that I'm waiting on this first week with Watson. What do you think?
Well, I have him in 8 of 11 leagues. So I'm waiting for him to get going here. The moment he's ready, I'm going to probably start him in 6 of those. In my serious leagues where I have better, more reliable options, I might wait a week.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I'm starting him in a lot of weeks because the thing about Watson that we all know as Packers fans is all it takes is one opportunity and he's taking it to the house.
That's true.
The problem is it's all about snap count and all that kind of stuff. I have a feeling, though, that when he comes back, because of the way everyone else has been gelling, he's just going to be that addition that's going to bring us to another level because he causes problems. So either he's getting the ball or someone else is open because he's flying around like Superman like he always does, right? So
yeah, I do think that if Watson's back this week, that makes Dobbs a good like DFS play and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think with like what you said with how this offense is gelling, not even fantasy wise, but just how with him coming back, it's going to open up that offense. If Aaron Jones is there, I feel like if this team is really healthy, which is not even like pretty healthy, I think nobody's going to stop this team. I'm super stoked about his offense, but we need to get our fellas back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else you got? You got
So, you say if we why don't we just quickly talk about waiver wire pickups because we sent that thing. So, I just want to talk a bit about the wide receiver Tank Dell. He's only rostered in 23% of leagues, which is insane, and I'm partly to blame for that because I haven't had him in mind. And I was thinking last week, I'm like, I think I should pick him up, but it was like, do I drop him or pick him up and do I drop Algier or, you know what I mean? It was like some of those tougher ones where I'm like, if Bijan goes down, I mean, I want Algier, right? So I was hesitating, but now I feel like I'm all in on Dell and that offense. I'm in the CJ Stroud, the Tank Dell, and there's someone else on that team that's really good. I feel like I'm missing. Oh, Collins.
Yeah.
Collins, like these guys, again, it's like the Cardinals, these guys that we were like, no, they're going to have no relevance or very little relevance. Now, I think Dakota's been telling us to take up Dell for weeks. And this is hashtag listen to Dakota, okay? So that is someone that I would be putting a lot, like a decent amount of fab on to pick up because it wouldn't surprise me if he ends up being a top 20, top 25 wide receiver for the rest of the year.
Yeah. And not to mention, if you have a dynasty league or he's probably picked up in dynasty, but if it's a keeper league even, I mean, a guy like that, that you could, depending on your rules or on how you pick up free agents, what the cost is, I think he's going to go for a lot next year in the draft. So if you can get him this year, he's going to be a good keeper. I have him in like 75% of my leagues, and in one of the ones that I don't, I put in a waiver request to drop Terry McLaurin for him.
Wow.
I don't even need him because I'm stacked at wide receiver, and
you like that.
I think I'd rather have Dell long term than McLaurin.
Nice. So,
all right, so I don't know if I'll get him, but and
how
I
much
put
did
in,
you put down for him
though? I put in 18. So I was conservative because I was like, I don't need to spend all my money on a guy I technically don't need because I'm okay with Terry McLaurin.
Right.
And Terry's at the bottom of my bench. I mean, this is my last receiver on this team. I have what I wrote down is I would put in 20 to 30% of your budget. So I'm going below that just because of my situation. But I think if you're needy, you can go up to like 35% or so for him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about the running back situation in Miami? I mean, like, we're talking 70 points. That's weird. Like, don't know if we're going to see that again. I don't want to overreact there. But these track stars that they have on their team on every single position, it causes major problems. So is it – how do you say that name? The Devon – is it Atkin?
It's like Atkin. He just came out and said, because everybody was saying like Achen or something, and he said it's supposed to be like Atkin.
Yeah, okay, so I nailed it.
I can't say it. I'm not sure if it's exactly right, but I just know that everybody was saying it wrong, and he said y'all are saying it wrong.
So I got a hilarious story about Atkin. Okay, so here he is. All my friends are messaging me going, look who I had on the bench. And I said, good. Because if you had to start on it, means your team was actually dog breath, right? and all these people are like, I should have started him. I'm like, what about the season should have you started him?
Yeah.
Now, be thankful he's on your team, because there's one league he's available, man, and I'm going all in to get this guy. Because that's the league I miss out on Ford by two fab dollars, and I'm so mad. And I'm like, this guy is and you know, Ford's actually in a better situation, in all honesty, because he's the number one guy in Cleveland, where Atkin is not. I don't know what your expectation, Matt and Dakota, is about him, but I want him in every league. But he's in all my leagues. Someone's got him except for one. But here's the thing: he's only 16% rostered.
Yeah, I know. I saw the same thing. I was like, he's not available in any of my leagues. How is he 16%? I guess that's a quality of leagues. We'll call it that.
Yeah, that has to be it. Like just you're with smart people. But who are some guys, or is there anyone like high profile that you're just giving up on? Fantasy wise,
giving up on, yeah, like, let's see. I don't know if you consider it high profile, but I had this guy written down in my kind of panic or relaxed thing, and I said that you should drop Josh Kelly. I'm pretty sure I advised 100%. Against picking him up.
100% you should drop him. I don't remember us saying we were against that. We just knew that he wasn't going to put up Eckler numbers, right?
Mm-hmm. So that's my guy. When it comes to Breece Hall, I think you should definitely hold him, and I would even target him in trades. But that being said, I think that I might be sitting him and waiting to see what happens. But I want him on my team if I can get him.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
I think he's got to be a sit guy right now until we see something different. I'm also really nervous about Damian Pierce.
Yeah.
I'm also really nervous about Gibbs from Detroit. Everyone's like touted him as the next.
I've got him in the buy low as well.
Yes. So we could see him doing something. I mean, Montgomery is out and he didn't have a great week. So yeah, that really concerns me, right? I mean, 80 yards. Sorry. He had a decent week. But in my PPR league, he only had 8.7 points. That's just not good enough to be starting as a number two running back. The other guy,
he had 4.7 yards per carry. So,
yeah. But at the end of the day, he's got 24 points for the whole year.
Yeah.
Also, major panic alert right now is Josh Jacobs. Like,
yeah, that's fair.
He's not even in the top 30 running backs. And you drafted him in the second round.
So. I did not.
Did you?
And real quick, talking about guys maybe that we should panic about, I wouldn't call it panicking, but
very concerned.
Mostert is looking amazing, and I want to trade him if I have him.
Because of injury?
Atkins coming up. Jeff Wilson's supposed to be back week 5, and he was the starter going into the preseason. And, yeah, I mean, Mostert's always been very injury-prone. He's 31. He's old. He's in his 30s, which is not great for running backs, you know. He got a lot of light usage because he was always hurt, and I want that to be remembered. So if I have Mostert, and after that monster week, and, like, 2 good weeks in a row, really, really – good weeks, right? I think that's a guy that we talked about last week. How we talked about some trades. That's a guy that I'm definitely going to float out there in some trade offers.
Another bold man. You're like full of bold takes this week. I'm loving this. This is awesome, Matt. You taking notes or what? Here,
Dude, I'm over here taking notes, and I'll rewatch it after so I can take better notes. But I have no idea what's going on half the time during this fantasy football show. That's why I have it, so you guys can teach me some stuff. That's why I just let you guys talk. But anything else you guys? Anything else you guys got?
I would like to also say that, you know, big guys, I think a lot of people are freaking out about Waller. I even benched him for Ferguson. He has played some really tough defenses. He is getting a lot of targets. There is concern with his health. He's been, you know, injury prone in the past, but I mean, he's still one of the better tight ends. I think he's getting a lot of usage, so I wouldn't be, freaking out and dropping him. That's for sure.
No, but in saying that, that's a good point. But I have a friend who has Ingram and Waller, and man, Ingram's outplayed him, but like, here's the thing. Waller in a .5 PPR league has 19 fantasy points. That team is – now, granted, they got shut out in week one, right? So we got to remember that. Last week – what did he end up getting last week? He had 3.5.
Yeah.
That is – I mean, right. But they play Seattle this week. I'm not overly confident in that. The next week they play Miami, he could do well. He's going to play a good defense against Buffalo and then a good defense against Washington. And then they play the Jets. Yeah. I'm nervous about Waller, but like the guy that I'm thinking is could be the real deal is Sam Laporta. Now I hope he doesn't do anything this Thursday night against the Packers, but he looks like there was four tight ends at the draft that I was really interested to see. Kincaid, who hasn't done jack squat yet, Mayer, who's on the Raiders, who I did he do anything this week? Like, is he just like nothing? I really wanted the Packers to trade up to get him. Like, but I was wrong. Laporta and Musgrave are the two studs already coming out of the draft, and I'm excited about their futures. Like, they look legit. Yeah. And I think that Musgrave, the more confidence he gets with Love, the more we're going to see. Like, he's struggled. He's had one decent week. I think Musgrave going forward is going to be a play that you – and if you're in a dynasty league, you need to be trading for Musgrave right now. I don't know if you can trade for Laporta. He's the number two fantasy tight end in football. Like, that's how good he's been playing.
Yeah, I would like to have Musgrave. I think he's going to be huge. Like, a big part of this offense, he's just right. There's been some overthrows, been some like miscommunication, just off throws. But once they figure that thing out consistently, he's gonna be a big dude. He's gonna be a big dude in this offense.
And Musgrave is available in more than 50% of leagues. So Musgrave is a guy that a lot of y'all can pick up. I've got him in a couple. I have Laporta in a lot, actually. In fact, one of my teams is named after him. So Laporta Potty, where I
That's awesome.
But Musgrave can't cost you a lot here, man, unless you're in a league with all Packers fans.
I kind of am.
Okay, so if you are, then it's going to be hard to get him, okay? Now, this is a dynasty league, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be hard to get him. But, like, he's only got 17, just about 18 points. Like, this is – it's not like he's had a great start. You might be able to package it up and get something good, depending on what you want there. But don't you have a good tight end? You have Andrews, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
got him.
At the end of the day, you don't really need.
Oh, yeah. Matt traded Travis Kelce, guys. I don't know if y'all know this.
Yeah, I traded Kelce.
That's right. We got to tell everyone this. Matt, tell them what you did.
Wasn't that before the show? I thought that was before.
No, it was after the show.
That was like Thursday last week or something.
Yeah, I forget what I traded for. I think it was I traded Travis Kelce for that. I got Andrews. I got James Cook. And I forget who else I got.
You got three guys for him.
Yeah, I got three.
Amari?
I think it might have been.
Yeah, it was a monster deal. And we were like, Matt, take the deal. Yeah.
We were like, don't even like let this guy think about this for a second. Just hit accept.
Dude, but the guy who I traded with, he dominated. Mark Deaton. He is dominant. Like, he's putting up a lot of points every week. So shout out to Mark.
Mark.
Yeah, he's killing it. He's killing the game.
Laporta or Ingram? I say Laporta, but.
Oh, yeah, this question right here.
It's Laporta for me, but I think both of them are decent. But the thing is, okay, here's my question. for this week, and this has to do with Laporta, like, what happened last week and Jair is out? I'm sitting there and, like, I'm getting all these tweets, and they're like, Watson's not going to play. Oh, Aaron Johnson's not going to play. Bacciardi's not going to play. And it's like, what the heck? And then all of a sudden, it's like this huge list, and it's like Jair. I'm like, so is he playing Thursday? Did we rest him because we thought we were going to beat the
Saints? I've got the shirt on, so he's got to play.
Give a shout out to
healing
shirt.
Powers.
Yeah. Jair Allen, the no air, you know, you can't throw it on him.
Dude, I really hope that he comes back. I'm going to throw this question in here real quick because I have Mike Evans over here. Would you trade Mike Evans to acquire Madison and Pickens? I have Evans and Pickens. So.
That's tricky. I don't really care for Madison at all. I like Pickens. If this is Dynasty, I'm thinking about it.
I would do that in a heartbeat if it's Dynasty.
But, I mean, in just redraft and just this season, I don't know. I don't know if Pickens is going to have – I mean, I think him and Evans are going to be pretty similar, but Madison's basically just a throwaway.
But Mike Evans is a top five wide receiver right now, 56 points. Pickens has got 36, but it doesn't matter what happened the first 3 weeks. We're trying to predict what's going to happen in the next, you know, 13 weeks. So that's a tough call. I think I would probably stick with Evans at this stage just because he's going to have a lot more value. Pickens is not valued. And I think I'm with you, Dakota. I think he's just – Madison is hot trash. There's something wrong with that Vikings team, and I don't know what it is other than the defense. But, like, why isn't Madison more effective? And then they went and traded to get someone – you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, Akers.
Yeah, Cam Akers is probably more valuable than Madison, and that's disgusting.
Yeah. So if that person offered you Madison and Pickens, I would try to counter and see if there's a different running back on his roster that you could get with Pickens that might make that trade a little more interesting. But if he's not willing to part with any other running backs, I don't think that I really like that trade. Unless we're talking Dynasty, then I think there's a case to be made that Pickens could be a future stud.
There we go. You guys got anything else you want to?
I just want to answer this Brandon Wagner's question, if that's okay. So he's in a PPR 14 team league. Which one should I do? T-Law and 2-2 for Brees and Zach Charbonnet and 2-2. What? This makes sense. Maybe another
writer. Lawrence and 2-2 Atwell for Brees or Zach Charbonnet and 2-2. And maybe another receiver for Akin.
So but here's the thing. This is what you're wanting to offer, and this is the hardest part. We would prefer more of, like, what you've received because, like, it's hard to know because I don't know their teams, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I wouldn't be trading Charbonnet and 2-2 for Akin. I don't think I'd do that because – I don't know. I don't try. I think Charbonnet has got a lot of potential as well. And 2-2 to me is unbelievably good that I didn't realize. Like, his speed was noticeable. That team's going to be really lights out. Like, when Cooper Kupp comes back, how are they going to guard all those guys?
You're going to hit Matt Stafford, apparently. That's what Cincy said.
Right? Well, I mean, there's no Cooper Kupp, so.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like you said, we can't really – it's hard to give you advice if we don't know the trade offers, but we can tell you guys that we are interested in buying low on and interested in selling. And I did say buy low on Breece Hall. So if you got an opportunity to get Breece from that guy, I would consider it. I don't think I'd want to trade 2-2 either for Breece. But Trevor Lawrence and somebody else – for Brees, I'd be thinking about that seriously.
I would too.
All right, yeah. So I think that's gonna do it. I appreciate everyone who tuned into the Fantasy Football Show. The reason I bring these guys on because I haven't played fantasy in a lot of years, so it's good to have people that know. And hopefully, you guys learn a little something and enjoy the conversation. Big shout out to Quick Trip, as always, for sponsoring the show. And we are out of here. Go Pack, go!